Eric Mosel, University of Minnesota Extension.
Eric, here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Willmar, from a cow-calf perspective, what are some of the predominant issues for producers right now?
Well, I think, you know, we're kind of coming off a year of drought, and that obviously affected a lot of people. So kind of, you know, just a lot of management things as we kind of recover from that. And most people had a pretty good year this year, so that really helps. I think that's kind of at the top of everyone's mind right now, is just kind of day-to-day on the ground, kind of recovering from this drought.
Because of the dry conditions and with forage supplies and just overall animal health, how has 2022 been?
A lot better than last year, but we are still seeing a lot of effects, particularly in the calves, of, you know, mama's having a hard time over the last summer. And I think we're kind of starting to see that filter into the feedlots a little bit as these calves are ready to go in there. So, you know, it generally takes a couple of years to kind of work through this. And I think, you know, most producers just got to, get to a point where they can kind of get back to business as usual, start, you know, taking care of the management things that matter, and hopefully we can work through it.
Weather, as you pointed out, a huge factor, but as far as the economics for cow-calf producers right now, what's inflation doing?
Well, so it's kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, inflation obviously is having both a positive and negative impact on the beef industry. So, of course, you know, the cyclical inflation, higher gas prices, higher material prices, those obviously are impacting us, but those are the most likely to resolve themselves the most quickly. On the flip side, of course, the cost for the ultimate consumer has gone up as well, which in some ways is good for us. It certainly raises the price of beef. It raises the price of the end product. As long as we don't outpace people's ability to pay for that, I think we're in a pretty good shape. But, you know, we'll just have to see how long this inflationary event sticks around and to see if people can keep pace with that.
What's happening through Extension as far as educational opportunities, things like that, the next few months?
Well, the big opportunity that we've got coming up is the Cow-Calf Days program. It's 50 years of Cow-Calf Days, which is kind of exciting. And so we're really looking forward to kind of celebrating that and putting that program on. And then we're going to have a series of grazing schools over the summer that I think a lot of folks are really going to be interested in, particularly given the weather events of the last year or two. So those are the main things that we'll have coming up here, and I'm pretty excited about them.
Eric, let's spend a couple of minutes on grazing and maybe some techniques that are starting to gain popularity, some changes on the farm that are beneficial.
Yeah, I think, you know, really, and this has kind of been going on for a while, but I've really noticed a huge increase in two major practices. One of them is rotational grazing. And of course, you know, that we've always been moving that direction for quite a while, but we've really seen that step up here, particularly in the last couple of years for obvious reasons. And then, of course, there's quite a bit of, state and federal agency help with the implementation of that practice as well, which helps a lot. And then the other thing is cover crops. Lots of interest, lots of actual activity kind of in the cover crop world. Again, spurred a lot by some federal and state agency dollars, but I think that's a great practice, particularly for cow-calf guys. That really can bring some huge benefits.
Are you able to spotlight some specific species of cover crops that are especially popular for cow-calf producers?
Well, a lot of it really just comes down to the cost and the availability of seed. So my favorites are always any type of cereal grain, you know, rye, wheat, oats, and then any of the brassica species, turnips, radishes, hunter kales, those types of things. Those are kind of the mainstays. Now, of course, you can come up with a million different species that will work, but a lot of it just boils down to, well, how much does the seed cost and can you actually get it?
Any other topics you want to make sure we talk about?
Well, you know, the calf market's a big deal right now because prices are up quite a bit, but there's a lot of questions, you know, with inflation. Is this really covering our costs or is this really just keeping up with inflation and we're not actually gaining anything? You kind of overlay that with some of the fundamentals in terms of the rate of decline of the national cow herd, three or four straight years of a much, much smaller calf crop than normal. And so one would think that we're being set up pretty good to have some really good years. The question is this going to materialize, or is inflation going to wipe all this out? You know, that's really hard. Those are the questions that a lot of producers are kind of mulling around. It's like, where is this thing really going?
Not sure how much insight you can provide from a national perspective, but are we seeing this liquidation and these shrinking herds more in the West, where there's been more drought, or is it even occurring here in Minnesota in the upper Midwest?
You should see the number of cows that run through the sale barns every week just here in Minnesota. It is mind-boggling, and I have no idea what's going on. But it started a few years ago, and it's really picked up, and it kind of really peaked last year, obviously, during the drought. But here we are almost 18 months post really dry period, and these cows are still rolling through the sale barn. So I don't know what's going on or where it's going to end up, but definitely we're short of cows from normal, and you would expect that to be reflected in, you know, cattle prices.
You might have mentioned it earlier, but for anyone wanting more information on cow-calf days, where would you direct them?
You can go to the University of Minnesota Extension website. We advertise pretty heavily in the Minnesota Farm Guide and their website and those types of things. So, you know, really, in all honesty, if you just Google cow-calf days, you're going to find us, and the schedule will be on there.
Appreciate your time, Eric. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.